Let me talk to the men out there listening real quick. Guys, are you suffering from erectile dysfunction, fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, brain fog, sleep disturbances? Hey, low libido? Ask your girlfriend or wife. She'll let you know if you're suffering from that or not. That's sex drive. If you'll text my name, Clay, in all caps to 601-327-8550, 601-327-8550, Men's Health of Mississippi and the Clay Edwards Show are going to hook you up with a free testosterone screening. They're located in Madison, Mississippi at 120 Fountains Boulevard. You can check them out online, menshealthms.com. But one more time, text my name, all caps, Clay, to 601-327-8550 and get your free testosterone screening scheduled today. Enjoy the rest of this show.
All right, folks, we're back. And it is Friday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host. Who? It's Radio Strongman, Kim Wade. I am coming to you alive from WYAB 103.9 FM. Yeah. Folks, we made it through another week. Well, not when I say we, not everybody. But for those who are still left, now the exciting part, making it through the weekend. Folks, as you know, we live in an era that's dominated demographically and politically by who? Democrats. And I might add, the more virulent form of Democrat, the Democrat head. Folks, those are the ones you can't tell. Nuh-uh. Death and destruction follows them. And Jackson's no different. You know, people like to give you hope and say, oh, it's going to get better. No, it's not going to get better. Not with these yahoos running things. It's simply not going to happen. These people are not inclined to do what's right. The evidence is everywhere. Pray as we must and continue to. But the truth of the matter is these folks are going to screw up mine. But anyway, it is Friday in another hour and 53 minutes. It will be the beginning of the Gun and Knife Club here in the city of Jackson. That's right, folks. That's why we have asked the criminal element amongst us, and you know who you are, Democrat. You know who you are, that if you would just keep your murder, mayhem, and just general violence to after 6 p.m., giving the hardworking people left in Jackson, who work in Jackson, who are passing through Jackson, an opportunity to get home with their hard-earned lucre. So that's all we're asking. Just an hour and 53 minutes. Now, if you're not out of town by 6 p.m., you're on your own. My suggestion is you need to be strapped down in Jacktown, because when that anthem starts playing at 6 p.m., baby, if you don't know Jesus, you got a good chance of meeting him here in Jackson. I'm talking about you'll get caught up. You'll be room temperature. You'll be the same temperature as that asphalt they find your body on. I'm telling you, you'll be looking up at the ceiling of the church, right in Ferguson, Otten Lee, Lakeover, Peoples, Collins, Jackson Memorial. Who else I'm missing over there? All the other ones. Waste Management, Mississippi River. We'll be doing your makeup. That's right, folks. The final call right here in Jackson. So, again, we do urge you to take my admonition seriously. This is a public service announcement. These people kill you. They're killing folks out there, and it's getting worse. And the murderers are getting younger and younger and younger. Man, and you parents out there, hey, my suggestion, you need to go as fast as your little feet will carry you down to Revel Ace Hardware and get you some padlocks to go on your bedroom door, because you didn't half raise your child. And your child, I'm just telling you, they own them drugs. And I ain't talking about street drugs. I'm talking about pharmaceuticals. One's been supplied and prescribed by professionals. And once you put that child on them pharmaceuticals, they got a license to kill, baby. I'm just telling you. So my suggestion is put a padlock on your door. Put one on Ring cameras on outside of your bedroom door. You'd be like my man said, baby, I didn't just meet you. I gave birth to you, so I know who you are. So you know your little child. Look, let's keep it real. That's One of the reasons why one of the sponsors of our show, the Gun and Knife Club, for years and years was Parchment Prep Academy. And Parchment Prep Academy was started by some entrepreneurs here in Jackson who realized that there are parents out there who know in their heart of hearts, this child ain't going to be crap. Man, this child is going straight to jail. And you know the parents know that when they start buying their school clothes, where they can turn them inside out, turn the pants inside out, and they got that stripe down the middle. They know that child going to jail. And then they done gave that child a name with all those initials in it. You know, if you put three or four vowels in that child's name, that child going to jail. And then you got a name you couldn't even spell until you went to jail and they gave you some lessons. It's like somebody just gave your mama a box of alphabets when you were born. So just pick out some letters. That's the reason why the kids museum over there had to take out that alphabet pit. You know that big pit they had over there with all those alphabet, you can spell your name. Kids were getting shot over there. He used up all the vowels. And the boy didn't even know he had some vowels in his name until a little white boy who was homeschooled came over there. Now, this is how you spell it. And then when he realized that his brother, it was devious and thievious, had used up all the vowels, he shot him. And then the mama came in there, Aquanisha. Oh, Lord. Then we really, so they just had to take the whole thing up. No, this is causing too. I mean, you can't have an alphabet pit with four or five sets of extra vowels, but you got to have it if you're going to be in Jacktown, though. Real talk, though. But anyway, you get my drift, folks. These folks are just going to look, man. Willie Lynch is the pimp of the millennium. Because what he put on us's, or y'all's, man, these folks are ride or die Democrat. You know, I'm ride or die Trump. You know that now. But that's because Trump's on the right side. We on the right side. Y'all just doing it wrong. Okay? But anyway, at 6 p.m., which is going to be another hour and what is that, 38 minutes, baby, you need to have the engines cranked up. Now, if you're going to be coming through Jackson, you're going to need your tail gunner. I'm serious. You need somebody sitting on top of the truck just like our Jed Clampett them when they was leaving Arkansas. You need somebody like that with that shotgun across the lap because, baby, and then when you pump gas, you got to have somebody, you got to be back-to-back. Y'all got to be leaning on each other's back, facing the opposite directions. And then you need somebody who's cockeyed, sitting on both sides of the car, one on one corner, one on the other corner, so they can cover you. Now, if you can get four folks with some good eyes, that's good. But in the absence, just get somebody who's, you know. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, bro, you got job security. You can get two security guards in one. Real talk. But no. I make light of it, but at the end of the day, these people will kill you out here. Now, speaking of that, and we are going to play the Gun and Knife Club theme song before we go to the break. What's going on with Chalk Lines, Lumumba? You know, I'm reading JacksonJambalaya.com. Oh, I just got to check it before I come in here to see what's really going on. And they have located the remains of the young man who was missing, Mr. Abu Dhabi, whatever his name, whatever his name, Dawo, D-A-U-Mobile, maybe, not Mobile Bob, Mobile Dob. They found his body down in Lawrence County. I guess it floated down the river during these heavy rains and things like that. And our Black for a Living mayor is out there suggesting that this is another Emmett Till situation. Man, please. Really? You didn't say that when was Miss Temple carrying her garbage can down over in Bellhaven got killed by one of you Democrat kids? You didn't say, hey, this is another. You didn't say any of that. This young man was last seen pretty much in that same neighborhood. And there's a lot of you people walking around there with nothing to do but look for ways to screw up everybody else's life. This young man sounds like to me he fell victim to these streets. This is Jackson. And while they make this allegation, which is Folks, do you see what's happening here? The usual suspects, the black for a living folks, the always angry Negro folks, they are attacking law enforcement in every form or fashion that they can. I told you, Delbert Hosemann is going to deliver Mississippi to these left-wing loons. Why Delbert Hosemann in it? Because at the end of the day, when he gets done with his judicial redistricting and has his way with it, you're going to find out we're all going to be less secure. He's doing the same thing with the voting, early voting. You can start voting now when you come out of the birth canal. It's always just a slow march towards chaos. But getting back to Mr. Dow, now we don't know how the young man left here, but it's not uncommon. They found a body. No, the headline says, man found dead at the Jackson train station. No foul play suspected. Hello? That's Jackson. So Mr. Dow, Mobile Dow, it would not be a stretch of the imagination. They killing people out here, man. Now, I don't know what's going on with the whole situation, but this, like I said before, folks, you don't want to accept what I keep pointing out. The people on that side of the political aisle, the Democrat Party, there is a death pall. There is a death spirit. There's a death stronghold over that party. It hangs like a wet blanket, and all those who enter there can abandon hope. You get mad because I'm saying these things. Folks, it's happening. Well, Kim, it's happening over. It's happening in Brandon, too. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Absolutely. But where do you feel the safest? I'm just saying, guys, you got to keep it real. So they find the body and they said no foul play expected. But when they found this young man, and I'll be honest with you. Folks, people come up missing all the time. And I don't know. And of course, the loved ones is understandable, because if it was my loved one, I would be thinking the same thing. Are y'all doing anything in regards to this? But you got to understand, there's so many people missing. There's so many people being killed. The system is overwhelmed. And then you got the same people who express these concerns about whether or not the popos, the police, the law enforcement is doing their job. They're the main ones doing everything they can to make sure there's not enough financial resources to go around to fund all the things they say they want, like good law enforcement. And when you try to sit down, as I do here daily, try to show you the connection between these things. Oh, you just putting people down because you can't think. And we're being held down, held hostage by your foot dragging, by your serial thinking. You can only focus on one thing at a time. And then you mad at everybody else. This is why I keep saying, folks, you're going to have to just let these people be angry. Until they get the memo, till they get the message, till they understand, look, you have a role to play in all this. Your hands are not clean. When you insist that the JPD has to be brought underfoot, or law enforcement in general has to be brought under, wait a minute. But you don't have any problems with these criminals coming up with every manner of chaos that they can visit down on the citizens of Jackson. And you think, okay, that's just it tough. It's tough that person got killed. And I'm saying, well, it is tough they got killed, but when we try to suggest to you earlier, let's start intervening earlier just by giving these kids some hope in life at an early age by giving them some structure. But see, you're of the mindset that everybody gets to do whatever they want, even kids. They get to choose their gender. They get to choose whether or not they want to have birth control or all this foolishness. And then you act like there's no connection between, but you want to jump up and down, have people fired. We're not going to keep doing this with you people. As far as Kim is concerned, You're no different than those people who need to be housed and restrained by the Region 8 folks. You're no different. Because on a good day, you might be able to exist among civil society, regular society. But most of the days, you are a complete nut or worse, and you need to be restrained. You need to be forcefully medicated. Folks, we're not going to just keep doing things the way these people want it. I've got a clip from Victor David Hansen, about 5 or 6 minutes, that we're going to play. And he talks about what I'm saying right now. And America's collapsing right before our eyes. And y'all don't want to accept it. But what you will accept is the fact that when it collapses, it's every man for himself and it's God for us all. Our number, 601, is 879-0002. Brought to you by CompleteExteriorsMS.com. All right, folks. All right. Want to remind you, Tom's Fried Pies Weekend. That's right. Tomorrow, put it on your to-do list to stop by Tom's Fried Pies. Or if you're headed south on 49 right now, headed down to the coast, this is your opportunity to get you a couple of pies for the midnight munchies. Tom's Fried Pies, located south of Kroger's on the same side, right across from the Walgreens at that red light there south of Kroger's. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. And I also want to remind you, get more than one pie. I suggest get two pies minimum. Get a fruit pie and a meat pie. The meat pie is the meal pie. And they have other things on the menu you can try. I don't venture far because I know what I want, know what I like. Check out Tom's Fried Pie. The crust is like something you'd never taste. And it's fried. I promise you, it's not greasy. It tastes like it's been baked. Tastes like Big Mama cooked it. You'd be saying, how you do that there, Tom? And as you're going there, if you look to the left, see a guy sitting there at the checker tables with a Burger King crown on his head. That would be the king of checkers himself, Tom. Tom's Fried Pies. And the proprietor is live. He's right there. And you can talk with him. He's a great guy. Actually, you'll be glad that you met him. And if you get the chance and the weather's nice, sit out on the patio and just eat your pie and enjoy things. And again, no pie violence. Get more than one pie or something going to break out. Somebody gonna get popped. We don't want that. And of course, if you see Sylvia down there, she's got a pie in both hands, got a big bite taken out of each one of them, and she does that that way she can keep people from asking for a bite. Oh, she's eating off that one. She's eating off both of them. So that's how she rolls. Sylvia, queen of the Tom's Fried Pies. Who do we have? Chris. Hey, Chris.
Brother Mr. Wade, how you doing on this Friday?
Green lights and it's blue skies for the homeboy.
Hey, I am kind of questioning that too. I've been on that river a low lot. That's a long ways for that. I ain't saying that it couldn't happen, but it normally wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But to make it that far down that river, all the crooks and turns and all.
Well,
the undertow.
What about the heavy rain?
No, it's still when it gets up and all, because when the water gets up like it, it's going to, and it'll go into the outer banks and stuff and the creek, you know, like old river channels and stuff.
Right.
So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Undercurrent, something, let's say he was on a log or something or swimming.
Mm-hmm.
That I ain't saying it couldn't happen because crazier things have had happen. But normally, when they get to those curves, you know, you see driftwood and rip where all the trash gets caught up, hung up.
Yeah.
If you go down the river, you know, if stuff's floating, like, you know, when it goes into the curves.
Right.
And water gets up like it, you see all the trash.
Mm.
And you see all that stuff.
Mm.
That's a long,
60
long
miles,
way
yeah.
For that had got that far. So something that I ain't saying it couldn't happen because crazy stuff happens. But that's just, there's no way. Because like I said, a coat bottle would have to have the perfect conditions to be able to go that far.
Hmm.
And that video you sent me the other day, I was thinking about making sausages and doing some jerk stuff. I'm changing my mind now.
That look like one of your escape cats, bro.
Oh, man, look, I can't, that's what them images, I can't erase out of my brain now. It's intact. You know, it's like an earworm. I'm like, oh, no.
Look, man, no drugs will have you. Look, it'll make you compromise.
That might be the one I have to go open up market for first, where I get my first million in.
What Chris
but
is...
But no, Kim.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, man. No, I was going to go ahead.
No, I'll tell them after you get off about the video that we're
okay, but I was just going to say, because I was come up on that thing, and I know animals, you know, and that's something, I don't see it happening. Like I say, I ain't saying it could, because stranger things happen, but that's a long, just pull up the Pearl River and look at all the twists and turns, and when the water gets up high like that, it'll run out the banks, and that's really going to push. So like I said, if you go down there and see when it gets up, that's when it pokes up all the trash. Bert Case went down there a long time ago when the Pearl River got up. They went down there and cut it, and all the trash that come up and got hung up down on Old Brandon Road. Because it got to that point and everything, you know, jammed up and clogged up. That's what happens to the river.
Okay.
Yeah, well, like I said, that's something.
I think what we're going to have to do is throw a few more bodies in there. Let's see how this thing play out.
Hey, we could get a government grant and do that. You know,
right.
We get down over to university because they got a room full of cadavers. And
we're hopscotching over cadavers out here on the streets of Jackson, bro.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Just throw them in there.
Yeah, let me jump off here, man. Let's have somebody have a chance. Have a blessed, safe weekend, man.
All right. Well, you raise an interesting point. I was not. I'm not familiar with the river. You know. And didn't do the Tom Sawyer thing, yada, yada, yada. I don't know. It just seemed to me if the river was up, you know, and I don't know, you know.
Tim, it would have to be. Like I said, I ain't saying that it could not have happened, but likely I don't see it happen. Like I said, I've been on that river up, way up and everything and all, and you get around in turns, under stuff, underwater. Normally when a body first does, it sinks. For that, you know, like I said, they might be a more expert to say, but like I said,
Then it could depend on where he went in the water at. He could have went in dead center of the stream.
It don't matter. That water don't. It's like air. When it gets to those turns, it whirlpools, and a lot of times stuff gets underwater like it. When it gets to a spot, it will stay right there and not move. It'll stay right there and just spin, and the water will circulate around.
Okay.
I mean, it would have had to been.
You raised some interesting.
In my mind, for it to have been, I mean, I ain't saying that it could not have had happened.
Right. I mean, I don't know one way or the other. I just
all, but being on the river and seeing stuff and fishing on it and doing stuff, that's just it. Ain't like the Mississippi River
because
it widens out, it gets shallower. You know, when it comes into before it goes in through the hills, and it's just, you know, logs and other debris out there. That's a long ways. It's been 3 weeks, you know, but it's still, like I said, I know it's been up and down, but that's just, that's something, you know, unsolved mystery stuff to go look into, how it made it that far.
Yeah. I don't know, bro. I don't know, but the whole notion of bringing Emmett Till into it was my raised eyebrow.
I know. Yeah. Well, you know, the dude that caught himself on fire from New York, that's Trump's doings.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's just so upset with Trump and all that. In court, he got to go up there and catch himself on fire. So.
Yeah. I don't know. All right. Well, that's an interesting observation there. We appreciate the insight there. That's something to consider. Yeah.
All right, brother, you be safe, man.
All right.
Keep
all right.
Great work.
All right. Thank you, man.
And go support Tom's Fried Pies. You know, Mississippi down there eating them up.
Yeah, that's right. So, look, as soon as they come out the grease, she snatch them up, boy. They could not give her a job at Tom's Fried Pies. No, it ain't.
No, going. They could not. She needs to profit up. I have a blessed one.
All right. Let's go to Mobile Bob. What's up, brother? Hey, man.
Hey, man.
How you doing?
Hey, do you ever see the videos on YouTube where they ask these women, what are men good for? Usually these young, we call them, I guess they're not millennials anymore. I guess they were the children of millennials, however old they are.
Crazy people. That's what they are. They're nuts.
All the young women, what are men good for? And they'll struggle. They can't think of anything. And they just, they're like, they're not good for anything. Well, and I was at the gas station getting some gas from my polluting lawnmowers that I'll never get rid of. And this black woman ran out of gas. You know, some women are that empty is just a suggestion. It ain't that you have to actually go to the station to wait to the last second. Then she's run off fuel. So she runs out of gas. So she's stuck. And bunch of women was around her, you know, at the gas station getting gas too. Mm-hmm. Why'd she come to the man to for help. We need the man for help for the call. Right. There's a bunch of other women around when men aren't there for anything.
Yeah, girl power.
Kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
The elderly woman, so she most likely she doesn't buy into this nonsense. Men aren't good for anything. Feminist nonsense.
Boss lady stuff.
What the deal was. Hey, if I want this, if I didn't want out of this situation, I need to get somebody with some a little extra muscle on them to get me out of this. And that's what she did. She goes down to me. I'm trying to put gas in the car, but we didn't have enough, so we had to push it. And while we're trying to push it, of course, a couple of white guys, young white men, come on and help us push it, get us, you know, get up there. So a bunch of stereotypes that the left keep pushing on us as a society. They're not good for anything, and white folks are just racist, especially young male, especially white men, just racist and hate black folks. And here we were. She comes to the men. Three men help her out, and two of them are white.
Yeah. Well, and see, that's the thing. People will respond. Americans are some of the most generous folks. I'm telling you, the black folks are being stirred up. The gays are being stirred up. And they are just susceptible to this foolishness because they're not grounded in anything other than their own sense of importance. This is why I said these folks need to be they need a dose of humility. They need a dose of reality. And we are the ones to deliver it to them. It ain't going to kill them. It'll make them better. And if it don't make them better, at least it make us feel better. Hell, what about me?
Exactly. And you're right. A reality check of real life. Well, again, this woman probably she's got to be in her early 70s. So chances are she didn't buy into. She probably wasn't one of these folks talking men ain't good for anything and all white people are evil or nonsense. There's a good chance she voted for people who do, given statistics and all. But yeah, it was just every time you just see things like that, I was looking. Okay, I hear what the Democrats and the liberals say, and then they live in the real world and get a real world experience. And it's, I'm sure a bunch of women around there, so I was doing it. But then you buy into some, at least, maybe not here in the South, but in other places, they'll buy into that nonsense. Men are good for anything, and all white people are racist.
Well, they can keep buying into it. At the end of the day, they're going to live the rest of their lives or the last part of their lives miserable. Who was that guy? What's that? Corey Holcomb. He likes to talk about the so-called strong feminist women, boss ladies. He always say, boss lady, your table party of one. Boss lady party of one, your table's ready. You come here with all your $1,000 bags and you're sitting there alone looking crazy. That's why you're taking those take-home dinners because you ain't, like I said, you remember me saying this on Valentine's Day about women not being really single, that they're just unchosen? I got a friend who's really mad at me. I'm talking about a dear friend. I didn't know. I kept trying. I said, well, what? What did I say? What did I do? It turns out it was that comment. Look, folks, you are unchosen. You're hard to live with for whatever reason. I'm hard to live with. We all are. But you guys are especially harder. But again, when you got the MK purses and the red bottom shoes, you feel good. And then you won't go home until everybody see that you got on your new outfit. Then you go home alone. Boss lady, party of one, your table's ready. Let me quit bothering these folks. Let's take a break.
Women who I'm sorry, man. I get today.
All right, we'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back, and guess what? It is Friday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Hotline numbers brought to you by Complete Exteriors, Roofing and Gutters. Their number is 326-2755, air code 601. Also, Two Gun Tactical, 667 Casey Lane. They'll be open tomorrow. For those of you who work outside and it's going to be raining this weekend, you don't get to work, well, you can go to the gun range, get you some time on the range. And it's only $30 an hour, $15 for your partner. That's a lot of shooting time. That's a lot of ammo, but it's also a good time at the range. Two Gun Tactical, Flowood Drive and Casey Lane there on the Highway 80 end of Flowood. We encourage you to come on down. Can't wait for the new building to get open there at Lake Harbor and 51. That's within my circle that I move around in. So I'm looking forward to that being open up there and get some time in over there. Again, folks, we got a lot of opportunities to go to gun ranges here in Central Mississippi. You need to take advantage of it. This old world is coming apart. And speaking of that, we got I didn't send it to you. We've got Victor David Hansen, who really handicaps what's going on in the world. And that we're going to play about 5 or 6 minutes of that, because at the end of the day, what he's trying to explain to us, guys, when this thing gets done falling apart, we are going to be in a world of hurt. But before we get to that, I do, Chris, when he's on the line, he mentioned something. I know you're wondering what the heck I was talking about, what he was talking about. I sent him a video. Folks, you don't believe how bad meth can be on a person. Now, this is a TikTok or Instagram or something like that video. And it opens up with this. It looks like they're in a trailer somewhere. Crap everywhere. It looks like some meth heads, some druggies living there. Just trash everywhere. You can see they're actually living in the house. And this woman who is on meth, and the house, I mean, you can imagine rodents living in that house, dying in the house. It's like there's hoarders living in there or something like that. So this woman picks up a dead carcass. When I say dead, I'm talking about like a year old with just maybe a little fur, maybe a little meat on the bones, but it's a full skeleton of a rat or something. And the guy who, I guess he's the drug dealer, tells the girl he will give her meth or whatever it is if she takes a bite out of that carcass. This woman actually takes a bite out of the carcass. I'm talking about there's dust coming off this thing. It is just like, oh my, I mean, dude, you know, Chris, he'll eat pretty much anything on the food chain. Even Chris was repulsed at that. He ain't got no meat on that thing. I can see it if it had real meat. But you know how Chris is. But real talk, it was beyond the pale. So, it was a dead cat. That's what it was. Okay. Yeah, it was a dead cat. And yeah, here it is. And it was just dead cat. My gosh. So that's what he was talking about. I know many of you guys, well, what is he talking about? But anyway, that was an interesting. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll play the video for you, okay? All right, folks, we want you to listen to Victor David Hansen here. He's talking about where we find ourselves here in America. I think you would agree.
Behind the curtain.
Hold on 1 second. We're coming right at you. A little moment to hit the wrong button there. Here we go. Victor David Hansen.
This whole thing is you can see what's mounting all of this. The new critical race theory, the critical legal theory, the George Soros prosecutors, the politicalization of the election, getting the president, the presidential nominee off the ballot, two standards of justice for Biden and Donald Trump vis-a-vis Jack Smith's investigation. The destruction of our downtowns in Minneapolis, Portland, Seattle, Los Angeles, Washington, the soaring crime rate that nobody wants to talk about, the open border, 8 million people. It's a civilization in free fall. And I wrote a column this week about it, and I quoted the proem to Livy's Monumental History of Rome, and he said, when you know the problem, I'm paraphrasing, but when you know the problem and you know what has to be done, but you can't do it because of the social disdain or odium or impediments, then the society collapses. We know we have to close the border. We know we have to tell people who came here illegally to go back where they came and apply legally. But we know that would be a monumental task. We know we have to put people in jail who hit people, steal, carjack, but we know that our prisons would fill up again, and we know what that would be like as far as the left. We know what the homeless problem has to be solved. We have to build mental institutions. We have to build humane areas where they can be transported with shelter, medical care away from the downtown. But we know that would require some coercion to put them on buses and get them help. And we can't do that. So we're paralyzed. And we think, you know what? I know it's not healthy that these beautiful cities have excrement on the sidewalk or that people are assaulted by homeless people, but I can handle it. I just can't handle being told that I'm a fascist or I'm mean. And when you get to that stasis, and it's very, the veneer of civilization is very, very thin. Once you strip off that thin layer of civilization, you get human nature in the raw, and it's not a pretty sight. As you see at Market Street in San Francisco, or you see with a smash and grab in Washington, or you see a Saturday night in the inner city of Chicago, or you see Gavin Newsom or the Biden family just free to do whatever they want and flaunt the law. I think everybody got to realize something about the left. This is a bunch of very, very, very wealthy people who are very well connected. In our California version, it is Nancy Pelosi, Jerry Brown, Gavin Newsom. These people were responsible for the state. They're all very wealthy. They're all from political families. They all know each other, and they're all hard left with one asterisk. The consequences of their politics never apply to them or their friends. They don't want to pay $20 an hour for all of it. This guy owes over 2,000 franchises nationwide. He's a billionaire. And just think of how tight and cheap these people are. They throw down $20 an hour down the throats of small businesses and franchise owners. And then just to save that $4 an hour in his 20-something Panera Bread outlets, he gets an exemption in the bill. And then Gavin Newsom lies. And we just, in California, from some of your listeners, if you didn't know, our representative from Fresno, Juan Arambula Jr., just introduced a bill qualifying illegal aliens who are massing at the border in huge numbers to be eligible for low interest discount loans for the underprivileged. So what you're basically telling the middle class of California that can't afford a home, you should just go down to Mexico, renounce your citizenship, and come back in illegally, and you'll be eligible for a low interest impoverished loan. And it's driven out the entrepreneur, the small business person. 10 million have left in the last 30 years. And it's a medieval state, as I keep saying, of very poor people and very, very wealthy people. I was in Arizona, you know, at a Bradley Foundation meeting. I looked at the gas was $3.40. 2 hours later, I look at the gas, it's $5.90. I couldn't believe it. You know, California is the fifth largest holder of natural gas and oil reserves of the 50 states. And everything, I mean, it's just insane what they're doing. And so when you can't afford it, you have to be poor, and then you get subsidies. You get, you know, subsidized electricity, subsidize this, subsidize that. So don't report your income. They don't go after you. Or if you're very wealthy, you can pay, and then the people in between leave. Everybody should remember, when you see all these people coming across the border, just to take the issue of immigration, if they come across and they are 100% American in attitude and values and training, and they're productive, I think that's wonderful. But when you have so many people come so quickly, and they don't have English, and they don't have legality, and they don't have an audit background, and many of them don't have a high school diploma, and many of them come from illiberal, impoverished societies, and they're greeting a host that has lost confidence in the melting pot and requires nothing other than to give free stuff to the immigrant. It doesn't say, if you're going to come here, you have 90 days to take a citizenship test. They don't ask anything. Well, then why wouldn't the people bring the values of the country they came from? In other words, we would have people from the Congo. We'd have people from China. We'd have people from Venezuela. We'd have people from Oaxaca. They would just act as if they were in their countries here. And that's what's happened. This is Joe Biden's America now. There is no law. I mean, there really isn't. If you think about it, there's law is pro forma. Smash and grab, no law. Shoplifting, no law. Everybody knows it. And so what do? You either go to a red state where there is state laws that are enforced. I don't know what you do, but Trump has an ad out. I don't know if you've seen it. Have you seen it about the Georgia tragic death?
No, I did not. What's it say?
It's devastating. It just has, for the first 10 seconds, it's got everybody saying, the border is secure. The border is not open. This is Corinne Jean-Pierre. The border has been secure for a long time, Mayorkas. The border has always been secure. It's never been more secure. Joe Biden. I don't know where, if the border is secure. The border is secure. And then it shows pictures of the crime scene and pictures of the assailant. And what was he doing? And it's Joe Biden's America.
Well, he's telling the truth, folks. Let's take a break.
Nuka.
All right, folks, we're back. And it's Friday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, I keep trying to tell you, look, my job is just to point it out. You do what you're going to do. I just hate to see so much. I was at the eye doctor today, and I was just looking at all the equipment he had in there and yada, yada, yada. And well, we're chunking it all away, man. Just our society. We just there'll come a point when things just don't work. The balancing act that we've come to know and love as Americans, as blessed people of God in this country, just too many people taking it for granted. Nobody wants to hold the line. That's why I was talking with someone else. Man, you got to be able to preach your message to a hostile audience. If the message is what God has laid out in his word, bro, you need to stand flat-footed, 10 toes down. But you got people who don't want to offend anyone. They just, oh, man, they live in the whole, bro, that's not going to cut it. I'm just going to tell you, on that great getting up morning, that is not going to cut it. And Victor David Hansen was just pointing out, these people are breaking everything in our society. And all you folks out there, oh, it don't bother me. Okay. All right. Folks, I predict by the end of this year, our way of life is going to change drastically, probably forever, never to be the same again. And we are least able. You know, the people, the immigrants coming over here, the ones who swam the Rio Grande, who walked from Sudan and places like that, they're going to be the ones who are going to be able to hold it down. And the good old country boys and Christian patriots and rednecks. But everybody else, they're going to slowly die off. And the thing about it, think about, and I want you to remember my voice and remember me saying this to you. You let your life get into fall into shambles because you let somebody convince you to be angry. This is why I have problems with the pastors and the churches. Dude, you see all this anger? You feeding into it for some walk around money or whatever else you're doing? I just can't believe you're doing that. Can't believe you're that petty. I'd say the same thing about Michael Guest and Benny and the politicians who are doing it. I don't know. It's just as Victor David Hansen said, human nature. People are not going to like the raw human nature in its raw form when it happens. They're not going to like because it's going to be animalistic. It's going to be feral. And those people, and that's what the gentleman was saying the other day on the last clip that I played. There are people out there who can kill and do it efficiently and sleep good at night. Who do we have? We got Donna. Hey, Donna.
Hey, Kim. How are you?
Kim's doing fine. How are you?
Good. I have been just, quiet for a little while.
Yeah, I was wondering whatever happened to you.
I've been doing some drinking, thinking for a while. That's what I've been doing.
Well, you got to do it to be a member of this audience, it seems.
Hey, but I love Victor Davis Hanson. I love to hear him talk. He makes sense of things. But I got a question for you.
What's that?
How about this thinking? The poem on the Statue of Liberty, do you think it's a law?
No, it's not a law. It's an aspirational
poem. Is it a law of this land?
No. No, it's not a law.
Because see, well, good. All right, so see, this is where my thinking has been going and coming in. Okay, the Statue of Liberty invites everybody in. Yeah, bring us your hordes. Bring us everybody in your caravan. Come on, we welcome you. Then at the same time, we are fighting to close the border. We are a country. We want borders. So you see, there's the controversy right there. Because every time you turn around, somebody's harping on that poem. Well, this is who we are. We invite everybody in. We take care of them. Well, it seems like we either need to do one or the other. Open it up. Take the poem down and close up because we are a country. What you think?
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
We'll put you out there on the front line and kicking them every time they come up to the door. Kick them in the chest. Get out of here.
Well, we got to close our borders. And I think at one time somebody had tried to, get a petition up to take that poem down. Because, like I said, people on the news, you'll hear them talking about, well, that's who we are. We got to bring them in. What about what that says? No, we're our own country. It needs to be restated. This is America. This is our country. We do let you come in, but legal. Because, see, right now we got too many people in here. We can't even talk to each other. I don't know these immigrants' language. So how are we going to go out?
Well, you're going to have to make some interpreters available so these people won't have a hard time. You're going to have to develop your compassion, babe. You're going to have to elevate your game here. You don't sound welcoming to me, Donna.
I don't.
Nope.
Well, we can't welcome them, in hordes like now. That's what I'm saying, Kim.
Well, you know what? You're going to have to find a way. These people cannot be turned back.
Well, then when the people have come here, they have been deported, so why deport people?
Because that is so 1990s, 2000. This is 2024. We give till it hurts. Donna, have you invited any illegals into your home?
No.
Do you intend to?
My home's not big enough to invite anybody.
There's always room for one more.
All right, then, Kim. Then why have this big fight?
That's what I'm saying. Just let them in. Give them free run. They deserve it. They are children of God also. They may not be God's children, but they're children of God, I guess.
Well, I agree with you.
Just put some more water in the soup and set another bowl. They'll be fine. Put some salt in. They won't know the difference.
All right, then, Kim. Well, then, open it up.
Let it rip. Besides,
you
and I have had a good run here. You know, our days are getting shorter and shorter, so we just need to make room, okay?
Well, I don't know how much more room we can make, but all right, then.
All right, precious.
Open it up.
All right, All right. We got the queen of Tom's Fried Pies.
Anyway, I heard Chris say he was going, so I'm going to have to go down there just in case I run into him. I wasn't going to go at first, but I think I will go ahead because I went yesterday and I really don't need to go today. Maybe I'll wait till Tuesday next week. I doubt it. Anyway, I wanted to answer Mobile Bob's question about, well, he had said about those people being on those women talking about how they don't need a man, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
Well, I want you to know, I looked it up biblically on Google, and I asked from a biblical point of view, and this is what it came up with.
A woman longs to follow a man of courage, conviction, commitment, compassion, and character. And I feel that that is awfully important, those things, especially their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is a growing, practicing relationship. Not, oh, yes, I've trusted Christ, and then you do whatever you want to do and not follow what the Word of God has to say. And I hate your word, unchosen, but I'll accept it because that's you, and I do dearly love you as a brother in Christ, so I'll accept it, but I'm not unchosen. I just feel that I'm single, period, and I'm happy to be single. But still, my heart belongs to somebody else, and that's changed. You know that, don't you?
Yes. Yes, yeah, yeah.
That's good. That's all I wanted to say. Uh-huh. You have a good evening. Have a good weekend.
You have a good weekend also. And Tom's Fried Pies, the queen of Tom's Fried Pies, Queenie. All right. Matter of fact, Tom's got to make up a pie with your name on it, Miss Sylvia's pie.
He certainly does. He really does. He can change the Tex-Mex name pie to Sylvia's pie.
Well, actually, why don't you suggest a chitlin fried pie?
Oh, no. I don't like chitlins all that much.
Liver?
They're okay.
Gizzards?
I don't like chitlins at all.
Fried gizzards?
They're okay.
Huh? Yeah.
Maybe. Now, I have to think about something that he could make and put a name after me. But I still love that Tex-Mex. That is to die for.
Really?
Love it to death.
Okay.
And the cherry pie.
And the cherry pie.
Talk to you later.
All right, Sylvia. You have a good weekend. Look, folks. I know the word unchosen is harsh, but it's also a wake-up call. You know, we all need a reality check. Sometimes it is us. You know, you don't want 50, 60, 70 years. It's you. You ain't looking for nobody else. The Lord done sent you anybody you can think of. Now he's bringing them in across our southern border. You can stand down there like it's the International House of Pancakes. The UN cafeteria. The cafeteria scene in Star Wars. You can pick any kind of whatever. You ain't even got to go by gender. They got 1,000 genders, too. So if you ain't got nobody now and they got 1,000 genders, it's you. You're unchosen. You're basically, people can't work with you. That's the end of the story, okay? I mean, you know, when you're in your 20s, yeah, it was cute that you were single and still, you know, whatever. But at 70, don't nobody care. That's like going down to Tom's Fried Pie. Give me it. You got any 70-year-old pies down here? Ain't nobody asking for no 70-year-old pie. But anyway, I digress. Look, ain't nobody chose me. I'm sitting out here. I'm like an airplane at the airport, just circling the airport, waiting on the Lord to call me in. All right? Wait. You can land now. Crash and burn. But, hey, at this point here, look. I got five great grands. I'm good. My quiver's full. And you know what? I've learned what's important in life. And most people, they come from, they park in their garage, come through the kitchen, go through the den, go to the bedroom. Everything else, you just heating and cooling. Unless you got kids. I'm talking about, you know, as you gotten older. I just want everything within his arm's reach now. The heck with all that stuff. No, it's just, I was listening to Michael J. White. He made a good point. The actor Michael J. White. He said, you know, he's got friends who are wealthy, wealthy, wealthy. And, you know, they've got houses, 10, 20, 30,000 square feet, yada, yada. And they've got maids and butlers. And he said, man, I don't want anybody living in my house with me. I just don't. I want my family there. But I don't want butlers and things like that, you know. He said, that's just not him. And I that's what I'm talking about. Be comfortable with yourself. Some people just can't get enough of staring at what they call pocket watching. Staring at other people's plate. Be content, bro. This is the reason why I can't get my head around what Bill Gates and these billionaires that Victor David Hansen's talking about. They're not content to be the beneficiaries of the blessings that God has rain down on this country. They want to curtail the pursuit of happiness of people they don't even know. They want to run the price of gasoline and electricity up just because they can. This is my position is, I say let's get them. I say let's move on them, round them up, and put enough education on them until they cease and desist either their actions or their breathing, one of the two. This whole, and I buy into the notion of America and what our founding fathers intended for all of us. And I don't buy into this foolishness when them folks were slave owners. So what? They were a whole lot of things. You're a lot of things. The people who complain about the founding fathers being slave owners are the very same ones who are denying opportunities to future generations by the way they live, the way they vote, and how they treat other people. They don't want to pull their own weight. They don't want to raise their own damn kids. Their kids are running amok. My baby ain't never done nothing to nobody. And I'm saying, you know what? Enough of this crap. I'm not putting up with it. I don't mind you calling me a racist or any other IST or ISism or what. I don't care. I'm just letting you know, and I'm as clear as I can tell you, you're not doing that crap here in front of me, with me, or to me, or mine. End of story. Our number, 601-879-0002. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. And a blast from our past. Is it the man himself, JB? What's up, man? Hey, you're on the air, bro.
Hey, Kim, it's JB.
Hey, brother, what's going on?
Oh, man, look, they got Trump on trial. This, what, hush money?
Yeah.
You remember when the Congress, I think the citizens and idea Congress people, had their little hush fund.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it still open?
I'm sure it is. And our own Greg Harper was in charge of that, cutting the checks.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Hmm? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yes, sir. He was the one who wrote the checks out.
But yeah. But anyhow, I was just thinking about that. I just wonder what great secrets they have.
Well, and, you know, it comes down to, favor ain't fair. These people, Congress paid hush money not with their money, with our money. Our money. They are out there harassing men and women, doing all sorts of things, and they covered up and paid off the victims with our taxpayer dollars. Greg Harper was in charge of that when he was in the Congress. And yet Donald Trump uses, the man was a victim of extortion.
Exactly.
But you know, JB, all these lies and liars, you know, the word tells us what's going to happen to them. And yet, man, they going full steam ahead like, oh, it ain't going to happen to me. Oh, yes, it is. They don't believe it.
They don't believe it.
But it is sad what they're doing to this president. But again, and they pretty much know that they know that they're lying, but they don't care. And that's what's disappointing to me. I just hate to think that our society's fallen to that point where there's that many people who just don't give a darn about doing what's right.
Well, the thing that I'm not upset about that. What upsets me is that they control the narrative. You know, they control the media.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, only thing that gets out, of course, I know that there are some other media out there now that's, you know, there are other things out there now mm-hmm. that weren't before.
Right.
But that's the only thing that kind of gets me is they still control the narrative to a large degree.
Yeah. Well, and that's why we just have to keep standing on that which is right, that which we know is right, and what the words say. We can't go wrong. It's going to be inconvenient. Just like with Trump, it's inconvenient for him to have to deal with this here. But the long arc of the universe being towards justice, and you just got to believe and stand in it. Well, you're there to see the victory or not.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, look, my friend, you have a great weekend.
Good to hear from you, man. All right, JB.
All right, man. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That's our friend JB. Hadn't heard from him in a minute. But, you know, it is true. And the same thing is going to happen on the J6 committee, the hearings and all the sentencing and all the trials and everything. But, see, the people who are doing these things to these people, the Michael Guest and the Benny Thompsons of the world, they think they're never going to ever have to account for what they've done. I believe they're going to be accounted. They're going to have to account within the next year or so. Benny Thompson has been sent all around the country on behalf of this lie to help get Joe Biden reelected. He doesn't care about right or wrong. And there are many people out there who think it's cute. Their side is winning. I don't want to win like that. And you know what? We haven't won like that. We haven't won in many cases at all. But that don't mean that we abandon that which is right or the right thing to do. But see, they're cutting the corners, taking the shortcut. Let's see how it works for them. Let's see how it plays out. My suggestion is, it's not. They've got some difficult days ahead. The Supreme Court is going to rule that the charges against these J6ers. And you know what? The law that they're using, I was listening to a commentator, was a law they used, that came about as a result of the Enron scandal, a financial crime. What I believe this government is doing is using ChatGPT or AI and just dumping all the law books and every law on on the books in every state just to see what they can come up with. This is why they're building these data centers, folks. I'm telling you, you guys, those who are going to be around long after I'm gone, baby, you're going to be saying, dang, Radio Strongman was right. I try to warn you, but you won't take counsel. Folks, I want to tell you, my good friend, Tom Smith, Landon Homes, you know, people ask me all the time, is there somebody I can talk to about real estate? Well, there it is. There's a man who's constantly putting deals, listing deals all over the state. I just want to tell you about a couple of them. He's got some fine agents. You know, up there in Starkville, though a home on Mississippi State, they got some great deals up there for those of you who may be moving to Starkville, sending your kids to Starkville, or you just want to own something there in Starkville. Well, here's a charming home in a Huntington Park subdivision. Almost 3,000 square feet sitting on a 2-acre corner lot, 2-car garage, for $460,000. Then you got another one right there at 802 Sunny Lane Drive in Starkville, Mississippi, sitting on 7 acres, $800-some thousand. It is just beautiful. It's got a three. Folks, you just need to see this. Go to TomSmithLandonHomes.com. This has been listed by Walker Tranum. He's got great deals to be had for those of you looking for properties in the Starkville area. But wait, there's more. This is a property business opportunity there in Jefferson County. Now, this is a good deal for those of you looking for place your money somewhere. It's going to give you some return and you can have some fun while you're doing it. For $618,000, they got 91 acres of commercial property in Jefferson Davis. It's got a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home on it. It has over 40 RV hookups on it. It has a 5,000 square foot, 50 by 100 workshop warehouse. It has two dirt race tracks, a bike washing station, several trails, 3 ponds on the property. Folks, you can start making money on this today. You can call, who do they have here? Clay Simmons and David Belton has that listed down there in Jefferson Davis. Now, the easiest way to catch up on all these properties is to go to TomSmithLandonHomes.com and click on the county that you're interested in. For instance, Allison Mize has a beautiful property right here in Flora, Mississippi. It is sitting on almost 5.7 acres up here at 170 Winchester Drive in Flora, $575 on the price. A slice of heaven, a custom-built home in Heartland Estate, sits on 5.7 acres in Madison County. Enjoy close to 2,800 square foot luxury living, 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, 10-foot ceilings. Folks, this is a beautiful home. Check it out at Tom Smith Landon Homes. Click on Madison County. Allison Mize is the agent. So if you want to see that home this weekend, give Allison a call. You can reach any of these agents at 601-898-2772. And just tell them the county that you're interested in, they can hook you up with the right property and the agent. 601-898-2772. We have John. What do you say, Johnson?
Good afternoon, Mr. Wade.
What's up?
It is a great day to be a Democrat. It is a great day to be an American. Man, this is the greatest country in the world.
Well, what's happening today for you degenerates? What's happening? Larry Flint died or something?
Let me tell you, Mr. Wade. What? I watch the news and I look at all of the turmoil and conflict around the world. And I sit here and I say, this is the greatest country in the world.
And thanks to who? Now, who do, who do you give gratitude to, sir? Christian,
God,
patriots,
friend,
and rednecks,
God.
Sir.
Okay?
Conservatives.
Well, Mr. Wade,
Donald Trump.
Mr. Wade, if I could clarify something for you, Mr. Wade.
You do.
No matter what we go through in this country, Mr. Wade, the left or the right, no matter what, we're just trading power every 4 years, Mr. Wade, or every 8 years. The only reason Republicans were upset because they believe they were supposed to get 8 years of power and they got four.
Sir,
and they like,
we're upset because of your lack of integrity and character,
no,
sir.
No, you
stole an election, sir, by your own admission,
okay,
sir.
Well, here's the thing, Mr. Wade. We try to tell you. The rules of the game are always changing depending on what's at stake, Mr. Wade. Unfortunately, you guys ran Donald Trump against
But the rules of God does not change, sir. You have done wrong, and you will pay a price. You people will pay a price, as the nation is paying a price for the sins you brought and visited upon us, sir.
Mr. Wade, what I'm trying to tell you is, Mr. Wade,
and you're not doing a good job.
Your time, you guys, your time is coming. Unfortunately, the next 4 years, it's not your time. Joe Biden has to get his 8 years in. Now, when you run a candidate in two, like Nikki Haley in 2029, 2030, guess what? She'll probably win. So it's just not your time. So it's Joe Biden.
Can I ask
time,
you a
man.
Question?
So,
did you send money to Nikki Haley? Did you support her?
No, I sent money to Joe Biden. I'm sorry. Nikki Haley is a great candidate, but you guys didn't see the light. You guys were running on a has-been, on a whim, on a flash in the pan. Nikki Haley was your unicorn. She was what you guys needed. You know what they said? It's biblical, Mr. Wade. It's like when they denied Jesus.
Oh, my.
You remember when they said, no, that can't be Jesus. No. But guess what? Nikki Haley was your candidate, and you said, no, I'm going to pick Donald Trump. And now you're in a world of hurt, Mr. Wade, because here was an upstanding candidate. She's telling you she wants to balance the budget. She's talking to you like running government like a business. And
let me ask you this
choose,
here. I'm going to ask you a serious
you
question.
Choose?
What, if you had the power, what would you do to make America great again, sir?
Man, you know what? I wouldn't really change a thing, except I would take all of the money out of campaign financing. I would get rid of all that big money in campaign financing, sir. And then now maybe the people can be taken seriously. But unfortunately, there's so much money to run an election, Mr. Wade. Nobody cares about him, Wade, or his.
So if the money was gone, do you think the hearts of the people would have changed that you're concerned about?
Oh, my gosh. You know why? Because now you can't sit there and buy and basically inundate the airwaves with lies and misnomers.
Taking money out of politics is not the same as taking money out of the government, sir. And wherever there is money, people's heart that are foul, like you Democrats and Rhino Republicans, you're going to steal. You're going to do wrong, sir.
Mr. Wade,
you need to clean up your act, sir. It starts inside. It starts with the man in the mirror, sir.
Do you not understand? Mr. Wade, quit talking all this philosophical Plato, Socrates, greater good stuff, Mr. Wade. This is politics.
Sir.
This is about power and money, Mr.
Wade. It's about right or wrong, sir, right and wrong.
No, it's not, Mr. Wade.
You do not recognize right or wrong. You must sit under the barber mic, sir. It's Barbara Mike.
If it was about right and wrong, you wouldn't be voting for Donald Trump. This man despises women. He's a misogynist. And you guys call yourselves conservatives.
What is wrong with being a misogynist? What's wrong with just being who you are? Why can't he be who he is? If he's a misogynist,
he is.
What is any different? Why is that any different for him being gay or transgender or even being, here's the thing, John. Why can't he just be him?
He's running for president.
Why are you sitting in judgment of that man, sir?
Because he's running as a Republican, and you guys swear you're the conservative movement, and God is the head of your party.
But you don't recognize God, so why would you be concerned one way or the other? You don't believe in right or wrong.
Sin.
You say everything is relative.
Sin, sir.
You condone sin, but yet in the next word.
We're going, listen, we have to take a break. I want you to repent, okay? And sin no more when you call back here. We'll be right back. Oh, all right, folks, we're back. It is Friday. The Gun and Knife Club begins in 15 minutes. Bobcat corrected me. Son, don't try to do math on the air, he told me, because I said 38 minutes. Anyway, he is here on the line with us, Bobcat. Hey, man.
Anyway, yeah, I've decided I'm not going to challenge John directly anymore, not for the time being anyway. It seems to be unappreciated. but so let's talk about the things he said today. He talked about the Republicans being the party of God, and didn't you feel like it was hypocritical? I would like to point out to John that in 1992 and in 2012, the people who wrote the Democrat National Platform omitted God altogether. In 92, Joe Lieberman had to correct him. And in 2012, there was at least three floor votes where the delegates rejected God altogether, but the chair overruled them. So I would ask John, what does he think about that? Now, the other thing I'd like to point out to John, talking about Trump's indiscretions and not mentioning Joe Biden's, you know, I mentioned his daughter. I'm missing the thousands of girls he's groped in the pictures and the videos. What about Tara Reid? How come she doesn't get to go sue Trump for, Biden for tens of millions of dollars? I mean, her mother called in contemporaneously on the Larry King show and said, yeah, my daughter was sexually abused by a U.S. senator. You know, they might not have been able to do a voice match back then, but I could certainly do it now and match it to her mother.
That's right.
So, and then the last thing I wanted to point out, I wanted to ask John, you know, he talks about how Trump lies. I want to know what he thinks about that whopper he told today about his family's military service. He said, Bo Biden died in Iraq, and then he said, Bo Biden died as a result of brain cancer he got from the burn piles in Iraq. Where's the medical evidence that that's true? And he said about his uncle, Bosie, was a pilot in a reconnaissance plane flying in the Pacific around New Guinea, who was shot down in an area occupied by cannibals. One, he wasn't a pilot. Military didn't report any shoot down, and no reports of cannibals. So, I mean, he just makes stuff up and repeats it and repeats it and repeats it. And I just wonder what John's opinion is of that.
Well, John, he seems to have a unique ability to ignore the wrongs of the Democrat Party. As you know, Joe Biden was, in fact, a Dixiecrat. In his youth, John somehow was able to get over that. But Donald Trump, and, you know, people accuse Donald Trump, as you have pointed out once before, supposedly of not wanting blacks in his housing complex. That was not what the lawsuit was about. The lawsuit was about the fact that in New York, many landlords tried to do away with the requirement the city has that they have to make so many units available at low rents. And it had nothing to do with black folks. It had, the HUD said it had something to do with black folks because people who were eligible for the low rents in that program happened to be black. But that was not the purpose of the policy. The policy purpose of it was to get out from up under that so they could make some money with their buildings. And yet,
if you check the record, Miami-Dade wouldn't allow Trump to allow blacks and Jews in the Mar-a-Lago.
That's right.
He sued and won.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, John doesn't want to do those things.
Well, they don't want to be fair. And this is the reason why I keep saying, folks, we got to cut them loose. If we're going to save ourselves and save our country, these people are not reasonable. If they're doing these things to us and we're armed, if we're doing these things and they have some obstructions to their ability to do everything they want, what happens when they can do everything? They're going to do everything they want. They are going to harm us. Death is a culture of the Democrat Party. It's a death culture. End of story.
All right. Well, I have my say. I thank you for your time. Enjoy the rest of the show.
All right, brother. Good to hear from you. All right. Bob Kett. You know, again, folks, that's one of the disappointing things about these folks. They really don't care. And it's hard for you to get your head around. You know, I learned long ago, people can suffer more than you can stand to see them suffer. That's the reason why you got people in the compassion industry saying, oh, these poor homeless people. Many of them folks don't want to come in. They don't like it when it's real hot or real cold. They don't like being cold. They don't like being real hot. But they don't want to be constrained. And in life, you got to be constrained. It's got to be some structure. They don't want structure. They just want to have their way. And I'm seeing this more and more, and I'm more resigned to telling them, you're not going to have your way with me. You're not going to get it. I'm sorry. You're just going to be upset, go down the street, get somebody else to buy your crap. I'm not buying it. Yes, you have a real sad story, and I hate it for you, but you don't hate it for you. You want me to hate it more for you than you do. I'm not going to do that. So it's just time for everybody to grow up, and if you don't grow up, then you get the consequences of being stupid. And this is why I said, you know what? It's time for us to shut off the spigot. We don't have to try to explain. We've been more than kind to the less fortunate in this country. The less fortunate in making it where no one can survive. As I was riding today, looking at the bums there at 55, you know what I would do? I would just let the folks know. Okay, guys, all this trash you're leaving out here, this is a problem. You're breaking your covenant with the citizens of this city. What I would do, I'd get some skunk spray and just spray everywhere that they stand, everywhere they sleep, and just keep them moving. And then when they tell their other bums, hey, man, quit trashing up the place. You're messing it up for everybody. Then they'll start getting the point. The problem is we're making it too easy for people to be bums. I'm not willing to do that anymore. There's too much at stake. They're not pulling their weight, and they're not willing to pay their fair share. End of story. Let's take a break. All right, folks, we're back. In the final few minutes of the second hour, the Gun and Knife Club will begin in 4 minutes, whether you're ready or not. Be strapped down in Jacktown. Look, regarding the missing man, look, folks, I'm telling you, I don't know what the circumstances are, but to be calling into question the CCID police or JPD or whatever. God, boy, I'm telling you, the pettiness. If it was your relative, bro, I understand. How much time do you think anybody could spend looking for anybody? In fact, black folks talking to Emmett Till crap, it was mostly white folks out there looking for this guy. Cut the crap. See, this is what I'm saying. You got people out there who are not trying to make our society better. They just want to have their way. Chokwe is a cancer on this city. He's a cancer. Like I said before, the next 12 months before the end of, by the end of this year and going into this election, you're going to see our country just, I mean, it's going to be torn apart at the seams. And I honestly believe the FBI and the CIA and the Barack, the Clintons, the Bushes, and who else is there? All the people they seeded through our government, they're the ones who are causing this problem. What has happened is the Clintons, the Bushes, and the Obamas, they sat up there and realized, you know what? We got all our people in place. We can take this thing over. It is the biggest corporation in the world. The American economy. We're spending $100 trillion every 100 days, every 90 days, thereabouts. We're spending $100 trillion in debt. This thing is not going to hold. That's why I keep telling you folks, you can say it don't come near you because everything seems normal. Like I said, when I was sitting in the doctor's office, I mean, to have access to all these services and these skills and man, we're blessed. And yet you got people who have been made angry, driven mad by their men and women of God who won't preach the word flat-footed, unvarnished, because they want walk-around money. Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know what you think is going to happen to you when you got to turn your palms up. You jumped up there and said that you were called. Bro, please take it serious. Please. Please. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in 70 hours. We'll see you on the radio. Peace.
If I had to ask you, was your life better off under Trump or Biden?
I love Trump. For sure. Bring
you love him?
Yeah, bring that money back. Drop that stimmy.